Hello and welcome to Into the Foliage, a new side series of Into the Wild all about plants, trees and fungi. I guess you could say we're branching out. Hosted by me, Ryan Dalton.
And me, Janet Garner. Each episode we'll be joined by top expert guests in the world of botany.
To chat about the importance of wildflowers, the power of trees and the weird world of fungi. Each episode will definitely be getting to the root of the topic.
Not forgetting houseplants, from how to keep them alive to where to source them responsibly. This show has got everything for you green-fingered plant lovers.
So sit back and enjoy the show. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Ryan.
This is exciting. This is our first episode. This is the pilot of Into the Foliage. Are you excited?
Ooh, I'm so excited.
This is unfortunately due to current pandemic, not sure if you've heard, but we can't record this in person. So for the listeners, we're recording this via Zoom, a very handy bit of software equipment that's been massively beneficial over this year. But it's lovely to see you. How's your day been? Have you had a good one?
Yeah, good. Yeah, work really, but yeah, good.
It was nice. So you're the new co-host. I've never had a co-host on Into the Wild, so this is exciting. Shall we tell the listeners how we know each other?
Yeah, go on then.
So Jan and I are comedians, and we know each other from the comedy circuit. When did we meet? I can't remember.
I actually remember the first time we met.
Oh.
I do. You might remember. It was in Faversham at the old brewery store, and we gave you a lift to the station.
Yeah.
That's the first time we met.
That was the big venue with the really high
roof. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
well,
I remember.
You did really well. I died, but, you know, you did really well.
I don't believe that for a second, apart from the bit where I did well. Obviously, that was good. So for the listeners, the reason why we're doing this is because, A, like on Into the Wild, we're always chatting about animals. We're always chatting about, fauna, as it's scientifically known, and the conservation of them and stuff. But we rarely talk about plants, and we rarely talk about trees or fungi or anything like that. And something myself and Jan have realised we've got in common over lockdown of talking is our love for plants. That's right, isn't it, Jan?
Very, very much a love of plants. Rekindled love of it.
That's true. No, that's the same here, though. And I think we started to realise we were both going out and buying way too many plants and getting into them. So we thought it'd be good to do a podcast directly about plants, a bit of a side series on Into the Wild. And it turns out there's a hell of a lot of experts out there that want to chat on this show. But this episode is the pilot. It's just myself and Jan having a quick chat about why we like plants, a few bits of Q&A about our favourites and our least favourite. So, Jan, I'll ask you first. You can go first. Why do you like plants so much?
Well, I like plants, but for me as well, it's actually gardening. I like the garden and not plants sort of on their own, you know, not a plant as a plant. I like the whole, a nice garden. And growing and see why I like plants, I suppose, is because you put something in the ground and then it grows, hopefully.
Yeah. You said that with the confidence of an expert there.
Yeah, I mean, I have heard that if you plant from an expert, am I allowed to mention famous people?
Go for it. Who said it?
Monty Don.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to stop there. For the listeners, Jan loves a bit of Monty Don. You love him.
I know. Well, according to Monty, if you plant a plant the right way up, it will grow. So maybe we worry too much. You know,
yeah.
It's just put it in the right way, it will grow.
Will grow.
I can't say that's happened all the time for me this year, but, you know.
Sounds very idealistic about the whole approach of gardening.
He does a little bit, considering he's made a career out of it. You know, like telling you what you're doing right and wrong, but, you know.
But so you've also, though, you've got an addiction to getting new plants.
Yeah, definitely.
How many have you bought in this year?
I wouldn't even like to. I don't know, loads. Everything that's out there, really. Like I haven't got hundreds of pots. I bought quite a lot of pots.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of plants. Not hundreds, you know, but quite a lot. Nearly. Quite a lot.
But this is the interesting thing, because plants usually have this kind of, I don't know, feel about them that they're expensive. Not always from the plant, but from buying the pots and buying the stuff yeah. the plant going. But you've got ways around this, because you are the bargain, or the plant bargain queen.
Yeah, I mean, supermarket, I've bought some brilliant plants in Asda, outside Asda. They have really good plants. Yeah, really good. Also, I'm really lucky, because where I live, I've got within like 1 mile, 2 miles in each direction, I've got garden centres all around me. So, you know, you get to know which ones are good for
yeah.
a reasonable plant. You know, I mean, some of them are really good for a card and an afternoon tea, but the plants are not, you know, not so good. But then you've got a nursery where the plants are brilliant, and you just have to, you're not going to get anything else in there other than a plant. They're the ones that I like best.
How many gardens do you have? Loads.
From here now, about 5 around me.
What?
Yeah, because I live almost in the country, don't I? I mean, I know I don't sound like I live in the country. But I do. It's like quite rural where I am now. Farms and everything.
It's markets. That's where I go. I go to markets to get plants.
See, we don't have a lot of markets here. I mean, our boot sales are good, but I haven't really been to one this year, but they're usually good for plants as well.
Yeah, that's true. There is a market down the road that does seasonal fruit and veg plants. So, like, in the spring, they'll have all their tomato plants and strawberry plants out.
Yeah.
Actually, someone that's grown them from home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, see, we have that, people selling them outside their houses, or, you know, like little, there's not plant. Well, he does actually, up the road in my road, there's a man that does plants outside his front door, like that he's grown.
And it just turns into a garden centre after that.
And jam. Oh.
Jam. Do you live in an Edith Blyton novel?
I do. I live in a village, don't I? I actually live in a village. I know that sounds mental because I don't sound like I do, but I do. It's a village that I live in.
But I'm the same as you, though. I love the garden aspect. I love, because I'm in London, I've got my concrete square block. Do you know what I mean? I've got nothing more than that. So it was a case for me, if I wanted, especially during lockdown, if I wanted to get some outdoor time, I thought, well, that little 10-foot by 10-foot square's got to be packed. It's got to be having nature come in. And the best way to do that is, you know, are plants. And because they're the beginnings of the food chain and the ecosystem of plants. And so I got into it by just, now, a lot of nature people have a go at me for this, but I cleared my garden. I completely cleared it. They say, you know, and I agree, keep it messy, keep a bit of nature. But for me, mine was more damaging messy. It was too overrun with just green. So I got rid of it all, and I created flower beds and stuff. And I was just, when you start to see things grow, especially that you haven't planted, but just wildflower seeds that have come in, and I'm like, this is great. And then you start getting into how to do it and where to put the things, you're moving pots around, how they grow in here. Then you start taking cuttings, and that's where it gets addictive.
not for me, because that's my answer, sticks. They don't, I'm trying, but.
But that's what we're going to learn.
You know what, I think I try too hard, because I go out and buy all the stuff, perlite.
Oh no, don't buy anything.
Watch it and then, right, I'm doing that.
Yeah,
cutting by leaf nodes and all that, and then I just end up with sticks in pots.
No. Okay, this might be the first. This might be completely bullshit, but my rule is start with nothing. Like, just put the cutting in soil and see what it does.
Yeah,
because if it's going to take in soil, you're like, sweet, I don't need to ever add anything, and then just add as you go. Like, if it doesn't work, go, okay, we'll try that again, but this time I'll add this.
Yeah,
and then I guess it's just trial and error. But that's what I like about it, is getting things to grow and then getting things to work. So when you get the bees in the garden because you put the plant there, that's like box tick. And when you get the butterfly landing on the old banana you've put by that, and they all come out, and it's just like, see, it's working now. My garden's working. Yeah. That's what I love about gardening in general. But interestingly, have you, okay, we'll start with this. Have you got a favourite plant?
Loads, really. I've had a bit of a weakness this year for hydrangeas. massive weakness. And if I see a nut, like, especially, they're quite new to me, because, like, I liked gardening, like, quite a long time ago, and then I sort of went out of it. But some of the hydrangeas that are out now, they look like new forms to me. They're like, they've got these big, massive flowers that change colour, and they start off white, and then they go pink and green. Oh, they're lovely. So I've bought a few of those, and also I quite like a dahlia.
Nice.
Yeah, I've tried that. Not in a massive, you know, I bought a couple of plants, and they've been quite good. I've quite enjoyed them. I like lots of, but actually I know what my favourite plants are.
Go on.
Hardy geraniums.
Hardy?
Love them. The low growing hardy geraniums, because you can shear, you can mow them and they come back.
No,
they
flower
for months. They're so good. So if I see any of those anywhere, I'll buy one. Like, if they're, really? They're not always easy to find, but. Yeah, I sent you photos before, that pink one that just comes up in my garden everywhere.
Mm.
With the beak, then, like that.
Okay.
I've got purple ones now, white one.
They're nice, really, looking plants as well.
They are, and they're really good. They're really good plants, really good value, because they go on and on. Some of them self-seed, some don't.
Mm.
But you can have them on the edge, and you can mow under them if you've got grass. And when they go over a bit, chop them back, and they just come back, and you get, they're really good. What would yours be then? I bet it's a vegetable.
No, you know what? Surprisingly, it's not. For me, vegetables, I don't have a garden big enough. I do the basics. I do tomatoes. I did strawberries this year that got, they didn't get out of control. They didn't produce loads of fruit, but they reproduced as in new plants. Like, I had about, I'm not kidding, about 20 new plants come off lines from just two plants.
You kept them?
Yeah, well, I don't know what they do over winter and autumn and winter. So I've just got them out there waiting to see what happens. But I didn't get over a lot of fruit from it, but I did get a lot of plants. So maybe next year, that's when the fruit will really come in. If I had a bigger garden, I would have veg patch. I would do that. But in the garden I've got, I think I like my favourite flower is forget-me-nots. I love wild forget-me-nots. And I don't know why. I love the colour of them. I love the way they're quite low plants. Hoverflies and bees really like them as well. So that's kind of, I guess that's why I like them a lot. And I am a big fan of wildflower. I think when you see it in parks, especially there's some great parks in London that have some wonderful, I'm going to name drop this park. If you're in London and you're listening, go to One Tree Hill Park in West London, which is near Alperton. Stunning wildflower beds. I'm so surprised. But it was, and that's where I took all my seed pods from this year for my garden. So I've taken that, and it's just to see the abundance of them, the poppies growing, the wild herbs, and it was just amazing. But forget-me-nots, I think, are my favourite. A general plant that I really like, it's going to sound boring, I like lavender.
So do I.
Yeah.
I like lavender.
I think it's just the smell, the job it does for insects, the colours are really nice. Yeah, I think I like that. And I do like, you know, I'm not adverse to a poppy. Do like a poppy as well.
Yeah. I like lavender as well, because it's elegant as well. And it's not, it's not in your face, is it? It's sort of.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that French gardeny look, you know, like box. I'd love to have that, like lavender box. I'm too frightened to buy box now because of the blight, but you know, that green and purple and white, I love that.
Yeah, it does really, it can really make a garden look, but you know what, I was gonna say complete, but actually you could have a square patio with like two lavender plants and it would look stunning. And I really think they don't make it look complete. They're not the cherry on the cake. I actually think they're the base. Do you know what I mean? You can just have two lavender, and it's something anyone can have, no matter how big your garden is. you can easily get a lavender plant.
Oh yeah.
You know, just one
pot. Next year I'm having Mediterranean corner on the patio.
Oh, hello plans.
No.
Next question then. A plant you don't like. Got to be one.
I'm not keen on buddleias, even though they're really good for insects and butterflies. I just think they look like weeds and they grow everywhere, don't they? Like you see them on building sites and yes, I'm not keen on them really. Not, they're not my favorite.
I love the way that's the reason why you don't like them.
Because they just look, I don't know, they look sort of...
I can't picture a buddleia.
They've got those long purple flowers.
Oh, you don't like buddleias?
No.
We've got one of them behind my garden, annoyingly.
Really? Yeah, but I suppose at least you're only seeing the top of it, really.
I know what you mean, though. They're a lot of green.
Yeah, they're just straggly and, yeah, not keen on them. What about you? What's your least favourite plant?
Mine's going to be a house plant, but I don't like spider plants.
I could be with you on that, really. Because
I think spider plants are the banana bread of plants. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I've got a spider plant. Like, all right, mate, but that is nothing to chat about.
You know, you're a plant snob.
And it's so easy to reproduce. I have so many people going, my spider plant created 20 more. It's like, yeah, I left mine for a month in my flat doing nothing and it reproduced. Like, you,
yeah.
If you kill a spider plant,
yeah,
then you should never be allowed near another living thing.
See, have you got house plants?
Yeah, I've got loads, yeah.
See, I've got none. I've got no plants.
You've got no house plants?
None.
Man, you need to change that.
I know. I've not had any.
Not one?
None. Everything's outside.
When's your birthday?
August.
When's, all right, Christmas. I'm getting you a house plant for Christmas. Oh,
thank you. I don't know. I've just not, I don't know what I'd have, though.
Really? The good thing with houseplants, what I've learned is what some, I think a lot of errors that people make is a lot of the time, you've just got to ignore them. They don't need a lot of attention. A lot of houseplants don't do well with a lot of watering, from my experience. I could be completely wrong saying that, but from what I've noticed is the more you attend to them, the less they like it. Like a lot of mine, I don't water for about 2-3 weeks.
See, I think you saying that, I think I'm a bit of a tender. Like you're saying, don't tend to them. And I think I do that in the garden as well.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done with the cuttings. I'm all over it. You know, looking at them and going, why have you not grown? And looking at it and spraying it and thinking, shall I water them? No, yeah. But some of the plants this year that have done really well in the garden, that in the ground, are lavender. My friend gave me 6 little plug lavender plants. And I put them in, watered them a couple of times, left them, didn't water them anymore because they're Mediterranean plants. Get on with it. Do you know what I mean? It's, you know, like, don't
look never, at me. I've never heard someone have such attitude at a plant.
Yeah, well, I just thought, you know, if you were in Spain, you wouldn't be getting anything, would you? So
no, you wouldn't. No, you're in Britain. Deal with it.
And also, I bought some Pelargonium geraniums outside Aldi. And they're massive in the ground. Didn't hardly water them because they're the same. They don't need a lot of water. But I have to force myself not to go out there.
Yeah.
Fussing. I'm a bit of a fusser. Like
yeah,
a mum.
Feeder.
I'm a mum. Yeah, feeder. Yeah. I am. I'm out there fussing and preening and picking and looking at it. Why are you not getting bigger? You know. So I have to leave them alone. But the ones I've left alone have really done well. So I think
I can't believe you've not got a house plant. You don't even got a cactus anywhere.
No, none.
I'm surprised you can breathe in your house.
Do you know what else as well though? Partly I think. I don't mind insects, we've had this conversation. But don't stay at the door. Don't come.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think I always feel like it'd be a bit of a breeding ground to have insects indoors.
Mm. So what for house plants?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm worried about. Well, partly that. It's just I think they're quite expensive as well. Like I've looked.
They are, but this is where markets come in handy.
Yeah.
Because I mean, Columbia Road Market in London, you can pick up house plants for 3 or 4 quid.
Yeah. Do you know what? I meant to go there in the summer because it's. I used to live there, didn't I, near there? But it's years since I've been there. But it's It's brilliant down there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible, and the bargains I've got. But also, I think buying plants as young plants and not adult plants is also a good way to go, because not only do you get to see it grow, but you're saving at least 15, 20 quid. Like, you know, I've got some plants, if I purchase as an adult plant, or, you know, a plant of about, you know, 5 years, I'm talking 30 quid, but I paid 6 quid for the seedling of it. And it's, you know, it'll take a long time, but I'm happy to have that. Next question, what plant or what garden thing you go in over lockdown? What have you focused on anything over this year that's worked or not worked?
Just trying to make the garden look like a nice place to go into, because I've neglected it a bit. And a couple of my mates came round a couple of winters ago, and we did chop it back quite a lot, and then I just ignored it again. But when at the beginning of lockdown, when it was nice and used to sit out there, and I thought I should really do this. And also there's three rose bushes out there that I didn't plant. And they've gone on and on all summer. I mean, I've been really good this year. I've never done anything to them bushes other than hack them to the ground.
Yeah.
They flower really well. And but this year, they probably won't, because I've been fussing them and red-headed, you know, doing stuff to them and thinking, oh, they've got powdery mildew and all this. Like, where I've just ignored them for 7 years. So it was just really trying to make a nice place to sit where you were looking at plants. So yeah, where it was more than just, you know, a bit of grass and a bit of, you know, somewhere to sit out. So I've really, I planted loads of pots and just put a couple of shrubs. There's some shrubs already out there, but I've just planted around them really and kept it tight. Oh, and also what I did, the back of the garden at the end, it's not very big. It's covered in ivy, and it's a bit of a, you know, to do that would be quite hard work. So what I did, where I work, it's in the woods. Like, I work in a school that's on the edge of the woods. So we've got like woodland around the edge of the school. So when we broke up in July, I went down there and got a load of logs. I asked the caretaker. So I've got this woodland area at the end of the garden.
That's amazing.
So I've just filled the car up with big logs that I could get in. I've only got a tiny car. And then I just threw them at the back of the garden.
That's great, though.
So that it's just like these lot, and I put bark down.
Yeah.
The bags of bark. So, and I thought, well, insects can stay up there, can't they?
Great.
So, you know, so I did that. Yeah, I've just tried to make it nice, really, just so it's a pleasant area to go out into.
That's very nice.
About you, then, what have you done this year that you're proud of and enjoyed? I know what you're going to say.
You know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're going to say.
I've got a new addiction, Jan.
I know.
It's citrus seeds.
The king of citrus.
I can't remember why I did it, but I was making a gin and tonic, and I chopped up a lemon and looked at the seeds. It's just such a cheesy story. I just suddenly thought, I wonder if I can grow those seeds. And then I YouTubed and just went how to grow lemon seeds from a seed. And it was so easy. And I went, I can do that. So I tried two methods, one of planting, so peeling back the pip and putting the seed directly into soil. And then I tried peeling back the pip and putting the seed in tissue, sprayed in a bag, so it's airtight, in a warm, dark cupboard. And I got 100% success rate out of all six seeds. So it's three in each and 100%. And they all took, as you know, because you've seen the pictures.
Yeah, amazing.
Then I've tried more. So I tried Satsuma seeds. They've all taken. And then I've just put in another three lemon seeds. One of them split into three in the bag, which produced three different roots.
I've just told you before this, I put about seven in the tissue, lemon seeds, and I thought, I'm not even going to go, I'm leaving them, I'm not going to keep checking. And when I looked, three of them had rooted, or two, and the rest of them had gone black.
All of mine take, I don't know what, I don't know, Jan.
The citrus king, isn't it?
I just, there's something that I was born for.
Yeah, you've got the magic touch, haven't you?
But now I've got, like, I don't know, so what's it? There's One, two, three, four, five, six.
You'll have a grove.
I'm going to have 12 seedlings.
You'll have a grove in your back garden.
Well, in 15 years. So that's my new obsession. Christina, my girlfriend, can't relax every time she eats a bit of fruit. I'm looking at it going, where's the seed? Where's the seed there? Where is it? Where is it? She's like, leave me alone. I don't want it. And I'm like, that's potential. So my, I've got
have your peaches rooted?
Sounds like a euphemism, but I'm not going there.
No, don't go there.
I've not checked on it in about 10 days, actually, or 2 weeks. I think I need deeper soil. If it hasn't, when I checked it, I reckon I'm just going to whack it in the garden, because now the weather in Britain is suitable for trying them outside.
Mine are in the fridge still.
Yeah, so it's not doing anything.
New word, stratification.
I know. I think that's one of my fun things with plants as well. I learn new long words that...
I actually love knowing the names of all the plants. You know, when you have to keep your mouth shut because you look like you're showing off. Like when you're out and you think, oh yeah, I know what that is, but I'm not going to say anything. Like, just, I love it. I've got so many books. I've got the books and, oh, I love it. And the magazines, but I thought, stop it. Like, what I'm spending on magazines, I could be buying plants. But yeah, Amazon.
Like, well, you just bought a load of books to learn how to identify.
No, but I did have books, but I've lost them. I can't find them. So I've actually re-bought books that I had before. There was one book, you won't remember this man, Jeff Hamilton.
No.
He was the Monty Don of the 80s, really. he was the presenter of Gardener's World.
Was that the guy with the pipe?
No, that was Percy Thrower.
Percy Thrower.
Yeah, that was even before my time. Was it? But there was this book that I had by Jeff Hamilton, and it was called First Time Planting.
Yeah.
It was so good, about what plants to put on what side of your garden and why. Really good. So for planning out what you were going to put where.
Nice.
Instead of just going and buying a plant and putting it anywhere. I still do that. I still haven't, you know, I still...
Yeah, but it's nice to have a bit of structure from someone that already knows.
Yeah, then that was a good book. And another, I love that cottagey garden look. So I bought another one that I'd had before by Christopher Lloyd. Yeah, that's what I'd like to do as well. Go around all the big gardens. And
oh, we should do that when we can travel.
No, we can't.
Should we do an on-location episode at Kew Gardens?
Yeah. I did go to one this summer. I went to Beth Chatto's garden in Colchester. That was good, with two girls are friends of mine that are good, like gardening.
We'll hit up Kew Gardens once we're a few episodes in. Be like, we're coming to do an on-location. So on this series, we're going to be talking to our experts, which are going to overshadow us like mad, because we don't know what we're doing or talking about with plants.
We don't know nothing.
Whether it's to do with house plants, citrus plants, garden plants, or just nature plants like trees and what we can find in the UK, and also the market of buying plants. So what I guess, and we've got some amazing guests lined up, some real exciting names. What are you hoping to learn? Is there anything you really want to learn from this series?
I'd like to learn how to make the cuttings strike.
Oh, nice. Propagation.
I'd like to learn why sometimes seeds take, sometimes they don't.
Mm.
Loads, really. Yeah, why are some plants evergreen and some are not? Why do the colours change on the leaves? You know, there's just so many questions, really.
That's really cool, because that's, I'm interested in that, what you just said, the science behind a lot of it. Like, autumn is one of my favorite times of year, but I don't understand how it happens.
Yeah, and like we're saying about the peach seeds, why do they have to be cut? Why do they need that? And is it tulips that are the same? They have to have that period of cold before they take off. And I don't get that. You imagine they've got to be warm, but it's not, is it? Some plants have to have cold to...
Yeah, that's really... That's the side I want to learn about as well, is the science of not necessarily the how, but also the why, and why that's happening. Because that's something on Into the Wild we focus on a lot. We go right back to the basics of like what it is and why it is. So I'm quite excited to do that and learn. One of the things I really want to learn about is trees, and how the hell an oak tree, for example, gets the size it does from a little acorn. That just blows my mind.
Yeah, and why does it get that big and a snowdrop only gets the size that it gets?
Yeah.
See, forget-me-nots, and they're tiny, aren't they? So
yeah,
why are they small and trees are big, you know, like that? And the other thing I'd like to know, this is more about the people involved in it, like people like I know that Monty Don has not had any formal gardening education. And no, some people have been to college, but he hasn't. How do they know? You know, like when you're watching the programmes, how do they know what to do? Like, I know a lot of it's experience, most of it, but how do you know that some things have to, you do that with it, and then that's that bad. But then you seem to me to be like a intuitive gardener. Like, you think, right, I'm going to have a go with those lemon pips, and if they don't take, I can just cut another lemon up and have a go with them.
You're missing out one bit. I would have been heartbroken if none of them take.
Yeah, but you, at least you try. But I'm like, I might do it wrong. You know, it's going to go.
Yeah.
I sort of think, what if it doesn't work? So you seem to just think, no, I'll have a go at that. And like you said, start with nothing and then keep changing what you're doing. That's what scientists do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's trial and error, I think. It's just learning. It's starting with not doing much and then adding what you need to. Because a lot of the time, like what Monty Don says, plant it upright and it should grow.
Yeah.
So if you just do it, and then if it doesn't work, go, right, I'll do it now, but I'll add one thing. And then if it doesn't work, I'll add one more thing or take away something. It's just trying different methods. And that's what I think to the listeners I'm talking to now as well. This is what you're going to learn from this show, is the world of, you know, foliage, from trees to plants to grasses to mosses to fungi and everything in between. You're going to learn not only how they work, but why they're important and where they come from and why we need them. I think that's something that you and I, Jan, share with the excitement from that, is we're really going into the unknown here, because we know what we know in our house, but I don't know anything about out there.
No, despite watching every single gardening program that comes on Saturday. Still don't know anything.
I'm not retaining any of that information.
Oh no, I don't remember. I watch them over and over again. Just,
well, let's hope that this series changes what we learned.
I'll be sitting here with a notebook, right, trying to learn stuff.
Well, this has been a lovely chat for the first pilot episode, and for the listeners, you might not have learned much today, but you certainly know what you're about to get into the foliage. So Jan, thanks for joining me, and I guess we'll see each other on the next episode.
I can't wait.
It's gonna be exciting, isn't it?
I know, I'm really enjoying this. It's good.
It's gonna be fun. So thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you on the next proper episode of Into the Foliage.